Welcome to the Songs of Note podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Gregg. Hey, thank you for joining me today, and I'm super excited to talk about this song today because I think it's one of the best songs ever written in rock and roll. So you could disagree. Here's also a quick thing. I'm going to be doing these songs that it's just kind of like a snapshot of the band and what happened. So like Fleetwood Mac buffs who listen to this are going to be like, no, duh, I knew that. But, you know, I'm thinking maybe not everybody knows all the story about some of these bands. So you'll know more on some and less on others is my hope. So I'm just glad you're here and glad you're listening. If this is interesting, stick around. Today we are talking about the song The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. This is from Fleetwood Mac's 1977 album Rumours, which has been on the list of highest selling albums of all time for forever. There's more than 40 million copies have been sold. This is a gigantic album by a band at their peak. Musically and creatively and internally, they were falling apart. And that's really the story here. And the thing that makes this album and these songs super interesting is the interpersonal relationships that were going on. So the way that Fleetwood Mac kind of like a super brief history of the band is they were kind of a blues band. Peter Green was the original guitar player. They had at least one or two at least hit songs. They were very well known. At one point, I think they were higher selling than the Beatles, but I'm just going off my memory there. And that version of the band was not going to continue. And so Mick Fleetwood, who's the drummer for Fleetwood Mac, was in Sound City Studios, I believe, and he heard Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks recording in a studio there. So they went on to become the lead singers of the new version of Fleetwood Mac. Lindsey is the guy, Stevie Nicks is the girl. Incredible. And so apparently Mick Fleetwood originally just really wanted Lindsey Buckingham for his guitar skills, because he is I'm a guitar player. This guy is a world-class guitar player. Like, no, I don't know. I can't say enough words about it. If you've ever tried to play Never Going Back Again on an acoustic guitar, you will have newfound respect for that guy. So it is very difficult and uses a lot of finger techniques, and it's just awesome. So anyway, that's how this version of the band got formed. So you have within the band at the time of Rumours, this is a band that has risen in fame. They're very popular at this point. You have Mick Fleetwood as the drummer. You have Christine McVie and John McVie. So Christine was the keys and vocalist. John McVie was the bassist. They are married at this point. And then you have Stevie Nicks, female lead singer, songwriter, and Lindsey Buckingham, guitar player and singer. And so you have two couples. And so within the band at this time, John McVie and Christine McVie are coming to terms with a divorce. They are splitting up. And so imagine I always heard a band described as a tribe. You are a unit unto yourself. And so imagine the amount of time you're spending with these people and things, if things are falling apart, how much harder that is going to be. And so one couple is divorcing. The other couple is Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, and they are splitting up. And while this is happening, everyone's writing songs about it, which is awful to like revel in, but it's also to the benefit of the listener, to us all these years later, to be able to, you know, participate in observing, gosh, the turmoil they were going through at the time. So Rumours is full of songs written by individuals. Stevie Nicks wrote several, Lindsey wrote several, Christine wrote several. But The Chain, this song that we're looking at today, is the only song credited to all five members. So if you think about how split they were at this time, how, you know, separated they were, to be able to have a writing credit with all of them is interesting. I wonder, there's a couple of very distinct parts to this song. It goes a verse, chorus, verse, chorus, outro. It's a, you know, simple format. And apparently they had individually come up with these different parts and they pieced them together. The chorus was done by Christine McVie, with additional lyrics by Lindsey and Stevie. The final section was written by John McVie, the bass part, and Mick Fleetwood is credited for that too. And then other elements of the song came from an early project of Christine McVie's called Keep Me There. So you already have, you know, all these different pieces coming together to form this sound. The thing that was really fascinating to me is there's an album called Buckingham Nicks that was put out as a duo by Lindsay and Stevie. If you want to listen to it, it's interesting. But they have a track on there called Lola My Love, and that is the guitar part. Like, Lindsay Buckingham essentially ripped his own guitar part and redid it. The version is faster on Lola My Love, but it's the same basic guitar kind of riff. And they use that for the chain. And then Stevie Nicks had already written some of the lyrics to this, you know, before she even heard the song, and she thought it could make a good fit. The lyrics referenced her breakup with Lindsay, as did many of the songs on the album. So as far as the recording, how they recorded this, they spliced together various instrumental and vocal parts that were recorded separately by the band members. And then the song was manually spliced together with a razor blade. People have said that, you know, the different distinct parts of the song kind of reflect the fragmented and collaborative nature of the band. When you look at the title, the chain, in the refrain that they say over and over is the chain, keep us together. The chain, so the, you know, the thing that is holding them together. I was like, you know, what is that? And so metaphorically, it's talking about the thing that, in spite of the band being ripped apart, in spite of the relationships being torn apart, the chain that's holding them together through this turmoil and in some ways hopefully pulling them through it is one another. The chain is the band. The chain is Fleetwood Mac. So the band recognize they are in the midst of these tumultuous relationships, and they were able to take all these different musical influences and styles and bring them together into a song that's really reflective of the crazy nature of that band at that time. The lyrics reflect a sense of like resilience and determination to overcome obstacles, talking about trials and tribulations, and that they're going to remain united as a cohesive unit. When you look at the relationship between Buckingham and Nicks, like that's the one that's the most interesting to me, because they are having one another sing the lines. Like if he hurt her, she is, you know, writing words about it. And then she's having him sing harmony on, you know, about what he did to her. This is how it hurt you, or this is how you hurt me. So both Buckingham and Nicks were dealing with the end of their relationship while being forced closely together in a recording studio. It is 24/7, all hours. It could be any time. And so just imagine the personality issues of, you know, trying to get along with these people who are your bandmates, who is your person you're breaking up with. But despite these difficulties, they were able to channel the emotions into the music. And many of the songs on Rumors are like that. Stevie Nicks' Dreams, Lindsey Buckingham's Go Your Own Way are both about the breakup and from different perspectives. The lyrics of this whole album center around relationships and falling apart, and how to just see a very honest portrayal of emotions and love, you know, gone wrong. And imagine, like, you know, yeah, I think back to relationships, you know, high school, whatever relationships that were falling apart or that broke up. It's so embarrassing to have your friends know what was going on, or if there was drama, whatever. But imagine, like, you know, they were still young when this is happening. And then imagine the world knows that this is happening. And then the world not only knows that it's happening, they know that you're singing songs about it. And then so you go to interviews and they want to ask you about it. Tell me about that song, about that breakup song with the person that's 2 feet away from you. And then you go on stage and you're singing the songs with the people. I mean, the whole thing is just so interconnected, and I think it makes it so fascinating. But to me, like, the high point of this song is the outro. And here, I'm going to get my guitar. The high point of this song to me is the outro. And that's, I can't really think of many songs where the end is the high point, but it's such a cool riff. And I'm going to play, it's like the bass part's going, you know, the drums are, and it's such a slow build, you know, and they could have kicked into it sooner. But that you hear that guitar, you know, start to come in, and the drums keep building. And then Lindsey Buckingham just rips on this guitar solo. And the cool thing to me about listening to the recording is it builds and builds. It's still beautiful. Listen to the vocals come in and you hear the yearning. They're saying the chain, you know, keeps us together. And if you listen close to like the drums, like this is a song where if you imagine somebody like the Foo Fighters playing this song, it'd be like, psh, 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 like they'd be rocking cymbals blaring. And you know, maybe Fleetwood Mac did that in live versions. I don't think they did. But the drums are very restrained. So the really the intensity and the passion is coming from the performance, and it's really pulling out of those vocals. You know, this is a vocal band. You've got three, you know, top notch singers all harmonizing at the end about this collective pain and turmoil and emotional, you know, complex feelings that they're all feeling. It's such a cool ending of this song. It's just to me, it's the highlight of maybe any Fleetwood Mac song for me, but. Anyway, so if you want to listen to it, I'm going to put a link to The Chain. I'll put the Spotify link and the Apple Music link in the show notes. And that's it. Thanks for listening today.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.